From KLW San Francisco, it's Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, heard every Sunday night from 7 to 8 o'clock on 91.7 FM in the Bay Area and around the globe at KALW.org. Our expert panelists tonight, moderator Dana Rodriguez, author Gerald Nachman, and San Francisco Chronicle music critic Joshua Cosman. They're here to take your call, so grab your pencils and paper, sharpen your brains, and get ready to call in and try to stump the panel with your questions and to answer theirs. The call-in number is 415-841-4134. And now your host and moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a very pleasant weekend and can give us an hour of your time tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So please give us your participation for the next hour or so. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, and just about everything else. Again, that number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, that's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. It's always great to hear from our listeners, and if they have any ideas for the show, of course, just feel free to pass those along, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. And also, if you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the known world just by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like a podcast of this show, it should be available afterwards at kalw.org, along with some of our older shows. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And as usual, here's Jerry. Jerry Nachman just learned that he and Superman are celebrating their Diamond Jubilee this year. Superman, however, looks as if he's definitely had some work done. Jerry has given up leaping tall buildings in a single bound. It takes him two or three bounds these days, and his cardiologist has advised him to give up racing speeding bullets.
Thank you, Dana. Joshua Cosman spent the weekend inspecting bolts on the Bay Bridge because, hey, it looks like we're all going to have to pitch in and help out if this is ever going to happen, right?
It looks that way. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, was at the Alameda Antique Fair this morning and was disturbed to see his childhood laughing lunchbox was now being sold as an ancient artifact. So you guys are both singing the old guy blues this week.
How much? How much?
It's like $50.
Really?
Yeah. Should have kept mine.
Did you buy it?
No.
Oh.
No. And we'll begin with you, Jerry.
Okay. What classic movie has its own museum?
Classic movie has its own museum. It's an American film.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm torn between two choices, so you pick one and I'll say the other one.
I know they've been running Gone with the Wind continuously in Atlanta, in a theater in Atlanta, basically, yeah. Since...
That was one of them.
Since... in 1939. So is it Gone with the Wind?
No.
Okay.
Well, the other one I was going to say is Wizard of Oz.
No.
That makes sense, too.
It has a lot of artifacts.
Yeah.
Well, there may be museums of those, but this is...
This is not the one you're thinking of.
Not the one I'm thinking of, yeah.
So the real question is, which one are you thinking of?
Right.
That makes it harder. That's good.
Well, I'll tell you where it is. I don't think that has anything to do with the movie, if I remember the movie.
Okay.
It's in Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
What do they have there?
Quite a popular museum. Well, they have a museum and a replica of, I won't say what that is. That might give it away.
Is it E.T.?
No.
The extraterrestrial?
No, no.
Would you say it comes from the more classic era of films?
No, it's within the last probably 20, 25 years.
Really?
The movie does.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're using the term classic very loosely then.
Well, classic.
All right, no, that's fine.
It's thought of as a classic now, I think.
Did it win any Academy Awards? Do you know?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
All right, so let's think about that
for a
minute.
Hard to know.
How about Greece?
Greece?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Well, you know, Cleveland.
So. Is that set in Cleveland?
What's that?
Is Greece set in Cleveland?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But you said Buffalo, it had nothing to do with Cleveland.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't remember that Cleveland is the setting for this film, for this story, but I may be wrong.
On the Cleveland waterfront?
I may be wrong.
Exactly.
It would make sense that it would have been set there. So maybe it is a clue.
It happened one night in Cleveland.
Yeah. Mr. Deeds goes to Cleveland.
Now we're getting silly.
All right. All right. Roger, read the question once more.
What classic movie has its own museum in Cleveland?
And this is within the last 25. The movie is within the last 25 years.
Maybe 30 years.
Maybe 30. Yeah. You're always a little vague about that stuff.
Well, you're the one that knows every year, the exact year of every movie.
But this is a well-known movie to you.
It's a well-known movie to most people.
Okay. All right. That's fine. And Josh, why don't you go ahead?
Sure. So, you know, on Friday we lost Gene Stapleton. So I'm going to do a day, and I've got a couple of Gene Stapleton questions I'm going to throw in all at once. The first one is this. All in the Family is one of three U.S. TV shows that have been number one in the Nielsens for five consecutive seasons. Can you name the other two? And the other question is this. Gene Stapleton, I looked this up. It turns out she was a regular performer locally on stages. She was a regular at ACT. You probably saw her a bunch of times over the years performing.
Well, recently
ACT.
She's been.
Yeah.
Recently.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
she's a friend of Carrie Perloff.
Yeah. Carrie Perloff.
Yeah.
So, but she also appeared twice in recent years in San Francisco on stage portraying actual historical figures. Who were they?
Now, that's a good question because I, yeah.
Well, so, yeah. I know in a made-for-TV movie, she actually did a pretty good job playing Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's correct.
Okay.
She brought it here live about 2000.
Oh, one-woman show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So Eleanor Roosevelt is one. Who's the other? Actual historical figure that Gene Stapleton portrayed live on stage here in San Francisco and elsewhere in New York and other places as well. And also, All in the Family, one of three U.S. TV shows that have been number one in the Nielsens for five consecutive seasons. What are the other two?
Happy Days?
Happy Days is not one of them.
Okay, so now you're looking for the other one-woman show that she did about her historical figure.
That's correct.
Are these other ones sitcoms?
One is a sitcom. One is not.
Bonanza.
Not Bonanza.
Why are you laughing?
No, I don't know. I can't picture. Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you were talking about Gene Stapleton. I remember her on Bonanza. Of course, she might have been one of Ben Cartwright's wives. He was always getting married, and his wives would die within in that episode.
How about the Andy Griffith Show?
Not the Andy Griffith Show. No.
Huh. Okay. So you said Bonanza, and you said the Andy Griffith Show. How about MASH?
Not MASH.
Okay. Do these go back? How far do these go back?
Not as far as Bonanza.
Oh, okay. So if I said like Milton Berle, that wouldn't be...
No, right. That would be very silly.
It would be very silly. Okay.
How about Dallas?
Not Dallas.
Okay.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
I have an answer for the movie museum.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it Christmas Story?
It is.
Oh, that does make sense.
How did you know that?
That did take place in Cleveland.
It did take place in Cleveland. Okay, well, makes sense. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yes, Cleveland. Yes, 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 yes.
They had a feature on it on TCM last
because week. It was filmed in downtown Cleveland because they showed this. Yeah, I remember.
Okay, I thought it probably wasn't because it's by James Shepard, the original story. Is by Gene Shepard, who mostly talked about Indiana and maybe Chicago.
Well, maybe it was meant to be Indianapolis, but they filmed it in Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or at least part of it.
Well, maybe they changed the setting to Cleveland.
Okay.
Anyway,
All right.
Cleveland, very good.
Okay, let's see here. Strangely enough, there's only one woman that has, there are very few major cities or even small cities or places in the United States that are named after women. There are only two counties, there are two counties in different states that are named after the same woman. There are two counties, and these counties are in different states. They're named after the same woman.
I thought you would want to know the names of some cities named after.
No.
Elizabeth, New Jersey.
So strangely enough, yes. There's only one woman who has two counties named after her, and they are in different states.
This is a famous person, not just a name, not just a generic name.
No, it's a real person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a Queen Anne's County somewhere in New York, I think.
What is it?
Queen Anne?
It could be Maryland. But no, it's not Queen Anne.
There's only one.
There's only one
is what you're saying.
So I'm saying there's only one woman that has two counties in different states named after her.
Let me just ask you a yes or no question. Is this a European member of the, European royalty named after two kind of East Coast New England states like we're thinking, or is it, you know, something?
It's a legitimate question, but no.
It's something else, more interesting.
Yeah, it's not a member of European royalty.
Very good. So okay. It's like Annie Oakley or something.
Right,
cool.
Right. That's, yeah.
All right.
Not
good.
Bad, I guess.
Good.
Okay.
That makes it more fun and harder.
So, once more, there is only one woman who has two counties in the United States named after her. The two counties are in different states. Okay.
Let me ask you this, and don't answer.
Is this another yes or no question?
No, is this woman an American, historically, an American citizen, American by birth?
She would be considered so, yes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
All right. And second question. There has only been one woman who has been the box office champion for 5 years in a row. There's only been one woman who was a box office champion.
What does that mean,
for
box
5 years
office
champion? But that means the number one attraction at the movie box office.
They rate those?
Yes. They've been doing that for years.
How do they tell which of the stars of the movie made you come see it?
They felt, you know, they used to fill out cards. And
very good
like
question.
And especially if this person was above the title star.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing.
So is it Julia Roberts?
It is not Julia Roberts.
Okay.
There has only been one woman who was the number one box office attraction for movies in the United States for 5 years in a row.
Betty Davis.
No.
Oh, you mean more than the men?
Yeah, the number one.
I withdraw my Julia Roberts guess. I thought we were just comparing her to other actresses.
Okay. So once more, let me go over that question. There's only been one woman who was the number one box office attraction in the United States for 5 years in a row.
How about Shirley Temple?
That's a very good guess, and I think that was maybe 3 years in a row for her. And again, there's also only one woman who has two counties in different states named after her. So who is that? And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda Nelsarito.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. I was going to say Shirley Temple or Betty Davis, but how about Joan Crawford?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I have a question for you, and this is kind of in the category of hardy perennials about the best-selling books in the world. And I know it's been asked before, but this is kind of a different source. It's very interesting on Wikipedia, and they annotate every single one in some way or other. So I was wondering, the top 10 are 10, eight of them, nine of them, excuse me, eight of them were written in English, and one of them was written in French, but was translated.
Top 10 what?
Pardon me?
Top 10 what? I missed
top
that.
10 selling books.
Of all time.
Right. So I was wondering how many of the 10 you might be able to tell me.
Is the one that was written in French The Little Prince?
That's right. Okay, very good.
So, wait, eight in English, one in French, and one in
Chinese. The one in Chinese, I won't ask you, is Dream of the Red Chamber, which was written in the 18th century.
What happened to the Bible? Surely the Bible.
Well, this is one of the caveats of the list, that they only tried to put in things that they could authenticate in some way or other. So the Bible.
They're not sure the Bible really is.
But most of the Bibles they give away. They don't
well,
sell.
Anyway.
All right.
So there
all
are
right.
various exclusions on this list. So, you know, it's all debatable to add in.
So,
items.
So.
Pardon?
The Little Prince is one of the top 10 best-selling books of all time?
They have it down as having sold 140 million copies.
Incredible.
Which is pretty amazing.
Is To Kill a Mockingbird on there?
No, not in the top 10.
And this is world literature, right?
Yes, except the ones left have all been written in English. Oh.
So the top seller of the 19th century was Uncle Tom's Cabin, but I don't know if that carries over into all time.
Yeah, it isn't on the top 10. It may be somewhere on the list.
Okay.
All right, let's see. So,
what about Gone with the Wind?
That didn't make the top 10 on this list, anyway.
All right.
Okay, so is the most, what are the more current books on the list, is there a Dan Brown thing on there?
Yes, there is.
The Da Vinci Code?
Right. Okay, right. That comes in at number 9 with 80 million copies sold.
Is there Ayn Rand on there?
No, I don't see her on here.
Are these all novels?
Most of them are.
How about Dr. Spock's baby book?
I think that's farther down the list. It's not in the top 10, okay. So that's a good guess.
All right. Let's see. And, okay, so you have Little Prince.
One of them is a self-help book.
Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends?
Well, you're real close. I would have thought that one, but I'll tell you the title. It's a book called Think and Grow Rich.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, by a man named Napoleon Hill, which I didn't know was an advisor to FDR.
Motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a diet book on there?
No, not on the top 10.
All right.
Mostly novels, you say.
Yeah.
So I think what we'll do is we'll leave that out for people and let them guess.
All right. Good. That'll be fine.
And do you want to call back later or give the names?
I'll just give it to someone there.
Okay. Okay. We're missing Steve tonight, so you should call us back toward the end of the show.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thanks, Linda.
All right.
Bye bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Terry in San Francisco.
Hey, Terry.
And I think the other Gene Stapleton role was Julia Child.
That is correct.
Oh, of course.
Well done.
That makes sense. Good.
Do you remember the name of the piece?
I don't.
It was called Bon Appetit. It was a musical version, a one-woman opera by the composer Lee Hoiby, based on actual recipes.
ACT did it?
I don't know that ACT did it, but someone presented it here. It might not have been ACT.
Well, I think it was at ACT. That's where I saw it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it was at ACT. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, Terry. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, it was Julia Child because Carrie Perloff and Gene Stapleton were good friends, so it was at ACT.
Great.
Thank you.
And the sitcom is probably Friends?
No, not Friends.
All right. And then the county I'm going to guess Sacagawea.
No, not Sacagawea.
All right.
Thank you very much. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. TV Guide recently chose the 50 best TV theme songs. Can you name the top 10? You need to get maybe five for a bell, something like that.
Five out of the 10?
The best themes. But these are songs. These are not themes.
Theme songs, yeah. Yeah, they're theme songs.
But they all have words to them.
Well, I don't know about that, but I haven't heard them all. Yeah. Probably. Maybe
well,
not.
One of
maybe
them
not.
I mean, Pink Panther would be one, clearly.
But that's not a TV show. It was a cartoon show.
But yeah, no. that's showing my...
I suppose
right.
My favorite, which is Car 54, Where Are You, is not on that list, is it?
Were you saying that? Are you being funny, or was that really a good show?
It was a good show. It was a very funny show.
Fred Gwynne
Joey Ross.
Yeah. It's in the top 50, but not the top 10.
All right.
Well,
and you have to, and if you, the callers or you guys, you have to sing it if you get it right.
I could sing the Car 54 one.
Okay,
well, Adam's Family is going to be one of them.
Well, let's see if it
these
is.
Things
it,
always skew very.
I was going to say, I mean, all right, so another one that's going to be on the list that shouldn't be is the theme from Friends.
Wait, it's not the Addams Family in the top 10.
All right. What about
Monsters?
What about Friends?
Let's see. I got to go through that. No.
And is Star Trek on there?
Friends is not even in the top 50.
Oh, well, that's good. Then it's a good list.
is Star Trek on there, Jerry?
On the top 10?
Yes.
Ooh,
do you have the top 10 written down somewhere?
No. No. It's in the top 50, but not the top 10.
All right. All right, tell people what you want again.
TV Guide recently chose the top 10 best theme song, the top 50 best theme songs, TV theme songs of all time. I want you to guess the top 10. Nobody's guessed any of them here.
So just some 20-something writer for TV Guide decided to choose these things?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
All right. And let's go to a call.
Let's see if they are all recent. They are not all recent.
Okay. All right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Are the eponymous counties Princess Anne by any chance?
That's a very good guess, but no.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Princess Anne. I said Queen Anne.
Yeah, you said Queen Anne.
But it's Princess Anne.
You're
that's
close.
What,
yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. So am I guessing counties or am I guessing theme songs?
Both.
You can guess both if you want.
Well, I'm going to take a stab at the county. Is it Monroe County?
It is not
Monroe
County.
Monroe?
No.
Oh,
I wasn't aware of that, but you never know. But no, not Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, it was worth a shot. But can I guess theme songs?
Sure.
Is Cheers on there?
Number one.
Cheers. Ah, I'm good. What about the Wonder Years?
I don't think it's in the top 10.
Oh, nuts.
It's not even in the top 50, actually.
Oh, that stinks.
What
that
you
was
got?
Rob.
To Jerry,
well,
nothing is in the top
50. I got number
50.
One, so.
Okay. Very good.
Well done.
Cheers,
thanks
chef.
So much.
Thank you.
I think they should retrofit some Monroe counties to be named after Marilyn
Monroe County.
You know, they did this in Seattle. Seattle was in King County for decades, and then recently they decided, we decided that King County is going to be named after Martin Luther King.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
That's a true story.
Oh,
how
okay.
about Madison County, named after Dolly Madison?
No, there are a couple of things named after Dolly Madison, but delicious little snack cakes.
Okay.
So you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy bringing it to you. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle. Joshua Cosman writes about classical music, and also he is the co-author of the crossword puzzle for The Nation magazine. And I always get this wrong, but it's bi-weekly or every week?
It's not quite either. It's 48 times a year.
48
times mostly, a year. It's mostly weekly, but then every couple, sometime during the summer, they have, you know, little double issues.
Okay.
Then we only do one puzzle.
48 times
a year. So it's 48. 48 a year.
And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Josh, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. I got a sports question for you.
What?
Oh, I know you guys like sports.
Oh, wow.
This is the kind of sports question even I can answer.
All right.
There are 15 major sports in the four major sports that have alliterative team names. That is to say, the city and the team start with the same sound.
Seattle Seahawks.
There's one. See, you can knock four or five of these off at a bat.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yes. Keep going.
Is the Seattle Sonics? Is that one?
No, they don't exist anymore.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they actually was the Supersonics.
Okay. Okay.
I want to stress that I'm doing this phonetically, not by letter. So, like the New York Knickerbockers, the New York Knicks
wouldn't count.
Does not count.
I'm doing
it by letters.
Los Angeles Lakers.
The LA Lakers. Yes. Keep going.
So it could be any major sport, any professional
sport. Four major sports.
Okay.
There's three hockey, and there's four of each of the other sports, which is almost balanced, but not quite.
All right. Well, I contributed mine, too.
All right. So you got the Pittsburgh Pirates. You got the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
The Pittsburgh Penguins. I knew you could hit a hockey team.
There
you
go.
Yeah.
Hey,
I love Pittsburgh.
Now, I will say there's one in the Bay Area.
Philadelphia Phillies.
The Philadelphia Phillies is good.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Think about it.
Chicago Cubs.
Chicago Cubs. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. So of the 15, we've hit the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Philadelphia Phillies, Chicago Cubs, Pittsburgh Pirates, Seattle Seahawks, the LA Lakers.
The Boston Bruins.
And the Boston Bruins. So that's 2, 4, 6, 7. So that leaves 8 more to go, including one in the Bay Area. I'm just saying.
San Jose Sharks.
There it is. Okay. We'll leave the other side.
I'm dazzled by your sports expertise.
It's not really sports expertise.
It's pretty impressive.
Well, I know. Sure it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
I make no claims for that.
You have to know the names. You don't have to be a fan.
Okay.
Exactly. All right. So there's 7 more. Call them if you know them.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I'm Mark in Alameda.
Hi.
And I hope you don't mind if I pass on all the questions so far. I don't have a clue to any of
that's okay.
This evening. But I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the largest, most massive man-made object?
Object?
And, yes. The largest, most massive man-made object, and it is not the Great Wall of China. As a matter of fact, the Great Wall of China is quite a bit smaller than what we're talking about.
Isn't there a giant ball of string?
Is this, could this call?
And if you guys don't mind, I have an appointment, so can I give the answer to one of your assistants off the air?
All right. Well, stay on the line for 30 more seconds. What,
okay.
Do you have, does this qualify as a building?
In a manner of speaking, but that's a remote clue. Let me think. Well, this is an interesting clue. If it were launched into orbit, it would qualify as a moon. However, it is not visible from the moon. You could see where it is from the moon under certain conditions, but you would never see it itself.
The biggest man-made object.
It is
largest
a
man-made object.
Well, would the would Mount Rushmore would not qualify?
Mount Rushmore is quite a bit smaller.
Oh, really? Okay.
This particular object, yes.
Okay.
This object is big.
Wow.
So it's
another
not
clue might be that at the moment, I believe there are two of them.
Is this a freeway system, possibly?
Two.
There you go. Now you're there.
The interstate highway system.
It's the entire road pavement, all of it.
Okay.
All one object.
Give me a bell, Dan.
Pretty big.
Okay.
That was a very reluctant sounding bell.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. It's my turn.
It's your turn.
Okay.
Give us a good one.
Okay. What? I've been...
No. As usual is what I meant
all
to
right.
say.
I'm going to give you five literary biographies, autobiographies, okay?
About.
These are five literary autobiographies, and they're all quite famous writers involved, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Five literary autobiographies.
Is one of them called A Life?
No. No, I managed to avoid that.
Okay.
Or Me. I managed to avoid that, too. Number one, Happy Days.
Oh, I know that.
Number two, Experiment in Autobiography. Number three, Some Notes on a Nonentity. Number four, In Memory Yet Green. And number five, A Personal Record. And there are two Nobel Prize winners on this list, by the way. Number one, Happy Days. Number two, Experiment in Autobiography. Number three, Some Notes on a Nonentity. Number four, In Memory Yet Green. Number five, A Personal Record. Okay, I'll give you one guess, Jerry.
Happy Days is Mencken.
Right. H.L. Mencken.
Wow.
Very good.
And I've got how about the Miami Marlins?
Yeah.
Okay.
They wrote a good biography.
autobiography.
Autobiography, right.
All right.
I have to admit, I don't know any of these. None of these is...
Well, you said something.
When you said Some Notes on a Nonentity, that tickled a vague memory, but nothing's coming forward.
All right.
I'm going to pass.
Okay. All right. So we're still looking for the authors of these literary autobiographies. Experiment in Autobiography, Some Notes on a Nonentity, In Memory Yet Green, and A Personal Record. Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, good evening. I have a possible answer for the counties named after women.
Yes.
Would it be Elizabeth County, New Jersey?
Oh, what's an interesting.
I said Elizabeth.
It is not Elizabeth County, New Jersey. Remember, there are two counties in different states that are named after this woman. And no, but it's not Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
I don't know is it Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth, or
I don't
some
know.
Other Elizabeth?
I don't have no
okay.
idea.
All right. And next call.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Hi.
Good. I'm Sia from Alameda.
Hi.
One of the answers I have, it has to be Taxi.
Oh, Taxi.
No, that's
You're
a good...
That,
I'm not kidding. That's a great guess, but it is not Taxi.
Oh, I actually thought...
You got San Jose Sharks. So I was going to say that. What about Atlanta Braves?
Well, we're looking for team names that start with the same letter as the city they're in.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. If that woman, I thought she was talking about the TV themes. Is Taxi one of the theme songs? Where are the themes?
She's talking about what you
I
have.
Know, but oh, I thought know. That would be a good...
Does Taxi have a famous theme song?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Well, right. I've never seen the show, so...
Oh, really?
No.
I never did either, but... No, it's not even in the top 50.
All right. Nothing is in the top 50.
How does the theme song go, Dana, to Taxi?
Oh, it's there are no words to it, so I have to...
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, do all of these have words? Because, I mean, what about the odd cut?
I asked him that.
I know you asked him that, but he didn't
know,
answer.
So I haven't heard. I haven't heard all these shows.
All right.
They probably
do. Is The Odd Couple on there?
No.
How about Batman?
No.
It was good enough to be plagiarized by the Beatles, and it's not good enough to be on the list.
It's on the top 50.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Eric suggests the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and I suggest All in the Family.
Mary Tyler Moore Show is second.
What really? About All in the Family?
All in the Family is not in the top 10, in the top 50, though.
Who makes up these lists? Anyway?
TV Guy, I told
TV
you.
TV Guy. Yeah.
Well, they're an authority on TV as much as... you or me.
More.
That's not saying much. And let's go to...
Well, all lists are
I know, very
way, you know.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi, Robert. Hi, Karen.
And we're taking wild guesses on theme songs.
Yes. Okay.
Peter Gunn.
That's good.
Good song. Top 50, not top 10.
Probably one of the most covered TV theme songs.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
How about the Andy Griffith theme song? One of the most memorable.
That's in the top 50, not in the top 10.
And if I could whistle, I would do that.
Yeah,
how
right.
About Mission
okay.
Impossible.
Keep going.
Mission Impossible.
Keep going. Mission Impossible.
And my personal favorite, Get Smart.
Okay, wait a minute. Going too fast. Mission Impossible, top 50, not top 10. And Get Smart, top 50, not top 10.
Who wrote the music for Get Smart? That's a great thing.
Hawaii 5-0.
The music? I don't know.
Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, I think that's correct. Hawaii 5-0 is number 3.
Wow.
So we got the top 3.
Happy to help you out there, Dana.
All right.
And we were guessing Batman as well, obviously wrong. And Karen is guessing Anne Arundel for a county name.
Very good. There is a county in Maryland named that. And,
name what?
Of course, Annapolis.
And
name of
and
Annapolis comes from that, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But no.
Karen is mighty.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So I have two very nice questions for you. In the Roman Empire, women could not go to court, but men could. Well, they didn't swear in the Bible. What did they swear on?
What are they, what?
They swore on their genitals, which is where we get the word testify from.
Unbelievable.
Oh, very good,
very
good.
Very round good of applause.
Information. For your audience, that's it. Where this word "testify" come from? Exactly.
So if they committed perjury, then did they have their genitals cut off?
I don't know. I don't know.
No. Okay. Second question. I really have two, but I'll just give you one. The female species of these mammals will die if she cannot find mate when she goes in heat.
Oh, that's a good one.
A mammal?
Yeah. A mammal.
Wow.
Make it easy.
Huh.
Very popular mammal.
Is this a land or a sea mammal?
Land.
Okay.
She goes in heat and if she can't find a mate, she will die.
Is this a common animal? We all...
Not to all of us. Well, I even say...
I think they just say that.
It could be a pet. It could be a pet. Some people use it as a pet.
Oh, it could be a pet. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Not common, not cats or dogs, but...
Yeah, right, okay.
What do you think?
Gerbil.
No. Choose another one.
Ocelot.
Is it a rodent of some kind, like a hamster or in that category?
Well, if I give you another hint, but it is part of the weasel family.
Oh, of course, it's a stoat.
No.
Or the... No? Not a stoat or an ermine? Which are the same?
Check another one.
Oh. Mink.
Very close, but there's another one. They tend to be white fur.
Sable.
No, one more.
The weasel family.
How about the martin? I know more weasels than I should.
Actually,
I'll bet you do.
Very well used as a cat.
But some
and
of
these very active.
Some of these are just different names for the same animal. Yeah. I don't know which ones are which.
But this one is really different.
All right, what is it?
We don't know.
We don't know.
It starts with an F.
A ferret.
That's it.
Yeah. Ferrets are white?
They can be white.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
No, well, they come in, and yeah, they can be as white. I've seen.
I wouldn't know a ferret. I've walked across this table.
Yeah. Anyway, that's very good.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Reed.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, Reed.
Bye-bye. And, Jerry, it's your turn, I believe.
Okay. Let's see. American workers now work 200 fewer hours per year than they did in 1950, which is a pittance compared to 991 and 684 fewer annual hours worked by people in two rather slothful nations. What are they?
Italy.
Take out the slothful. It's not fair. No.
I bet.
I'll give you one guess.
Is France one?
France is one, yes.
They have a very long vacation time.
Oh, yeah.
One other.
Yeah. Well.
Sweden?
No.
I read that the laziest country in Europe was Portugal. No slam on the Portuguese.
No. This is a country you would not think of as being at all.
Then how about Denmark?
Lazy. No.
Well, I don't think I would really accept your characterization of people who have...
They have other things to do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think laziness is what leads to...
Well, maybe laziness is the wrong...
Are we filtering out for, like,
I said
know,
a minute
massive unemployment?
No. They're just talking about if you're... Is this like a... Would you say this is, like, for instance, like a social welfare country, sort of like a, you know, Germany or something?
It is Germany.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Germany, they work 991 fewer hours, and yeah, there are all kinds of reasons.
Yeah,
I took out slothful. That's not fair.
I think.
Okay.
One thing you can say about Germany is they're not slothful.
No, I don't know why. Anyway, so maybe they're so highly technologically advanced that they don't have to.
No,
work
they just there. Have a very regulated workplace.
So yeah, I'll ask another quick one. What movie star was named both the world's most beautiful woman by People magazine and also the most hated celebrity by The Star?
Ooh.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
You're right.
Seriously?
You actually knew that.
I know. I would know that because of the most hated celebrity. Because I remember reading that very recently.
This
the most
is news
hated
to
celebrity.
Me. Why is Gwyneth Paltrow?
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out.
She seems like a nice person.
She seemed quite nice.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Who knows? Maybe she didn't give The Star an interview. Probably that's it.
Although I've also heard that about Anne Hathaway, the most hated celebrity.
Oh, wow.
Because everybody says she's phony, but I never noticed that.
A lot of people would probably
She was always nice to you?
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities might qualify.
I walked right by her on the street in New York once.
Okay.
Yeah.
She didn't recognize you?
No.
She said, aren't you the moderator?
He's on radio.
Oh, yeah. Right, I know.
Nobody knows.
She probably
listens
to the show every week.
That was a joke. Okay.
Okay, so we are actually past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry, what do you have?
Okay, I'm still looking for a TV guide. Recently chose the 50 best TV theme songs. Can you name the top 10? People have gained, listeners or you guys have named the top 3. Cheers is number 1. Mary Tyler Moore Show is number 2. Hawaii 5-0 is number 3. So I want the other 7.
All right. And Josh.
I'm also on TV. All in the Family was one of 3 U.S. TV shows that have been number one in the Nielsen's for 5 consecutive seasons. What are the other 2? We established that one of them was a sitcom and one of them was not. Mm. Also looking for sports franchises that have that start with the same letter as their city. These guys ran through the NHL and the Major League Baseball teams, but there's still 3 NFL teams and 3 NBA teams to be named. Later,
were these TV shows, Josh, were they fairly long ago?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
No, they were not.
Okay.
One of them is somewhat recent and one of them is quite recent.
All right.
Well, how about Seinfeld?
Not Seinfeld.
Okay.
I don't think that Seinfeld was ever that high rated.
Okay. Probably in the top 10, but anyway.
Yeah.
Only one woman has 2 counties, 2 state counties named after her in different states. Of course, there's only one woman that has 2 counties named after her anyway. But these 2 counties are in different states. Only one woman has 2 counties in American states named after her.
Do you want to tell us the states at this
point? Yeah, I was going to ask that too.
I'll give you one of the states.
Okay,
one of the states is Iowa.
Oh,
okay.
Of course.
Sure.
Or Iowa. And let's see.
Is it Bell Starr?
That's an interesting guess. Bell Starr, no. Gene Tierney, no. Uh-uh.
That's a strange guess.
I don't know where that came from.
Bell Starr.
I don't know either.
No,
yeah,
no,
right.
No.
Iowa, what's
it's not Bell Potrine either. Let's see. I'm looking for the only one woman has been the number one box office star 5 years in a row. In other words, so the number one box office star 5 years in a row, it's only happened with one woman. When I say box office star, I mean that includes men and women. So obviously this is a movie star. So only one movie star has been the female movie star has been the box office champ 5 years in a row. Who was that?
How about Loretta Young?
No. And I gave you a list of literary autobiographies, and I'll give you the titles, and you tell me who the authors are. Two of them are Nobel Prize winners. Experiment in Autobiography, Some Notes on a Nonentity, In Memory Yet Green, and A Personal Record. So there we go.
Is the memory yet green with Graham Greene?
No.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is John, Nicole, and Adrian in Oakland.
Hi, John, Nicole, and Adrian.
So let's see. I do have a couple of the alliterative sports team names.
Okay. Good.
So Washington Wizards.
Yes.
Good.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes.
And then is Seattle Supersonics on that list?
No, because they don't really exist anymore.
They don't exist as a team, but Seattle still holds the name. So if and when the NBA team goes to Seattle, they will be the Supersonics.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, we'll give you a bell with an asterisk.
All right, excellent. Thank you. And then I have some clarification on the name of the city in A Christmas Story.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Is Homan, Indiana.
Oh, all right. So it did take place in Indiana.
That's what I thought.
It's a fictional town mm-hmm. that was always the setting of Gene Shepard's story.
Okay, very good.
You know you're Gene Shepard.
So, and I have a Gene Shepard question for you.
Okay. Uh-oh. Oh, great.
At least three other Gene Shepard stories or series of stories were made into films. Can you name them?
Ooh, really? I didn't know any of them were.
So it's kind of a trick question. They were filmed for television.
Right. I do recall that PBS did these, didn't
they? Yeah. They were American Playhouse.
Right. Right, right, right. Wasn't there one that was vaguely related to some of the characters in A Christmas Story?
All of the characters were the same characters in A Christmas Story. The same family occurs throughout all the stories.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Did one of them had Matt Dillon in it?
Yes, Matt Dillon played the kid.
I remember that. I just vaguely remember that.
In one of them.
Yeah.
Can you name it?
I cannot. They all had the kind of cleverish sort of titles, didn't they?
Sort of.
He was a pretty clever guy. Yeah, there was the same families in the Christmas Story, huh?
Yes.
No, I cannot. I do not know.
I didn't know he.
I cannot name them anyway. Hmm.
Should I hold it back and we can do a week that's just all Gene Shepard?
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
you sound pretty young for a guy who would know about Gene Shepard.
It's generational. It definitely came from the older generation.
Oh, okay. Well, give us the answer to this and then you can call back with other Gene Shepard questions.
The one with Matt Dillon was called Great American Fourth of July and Other Disasters.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one that was also about summer vacation called Ollie Hop Noodle's Haven of Bliss.
I do. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one was called Wanda Hickey's Night of Gold.
I remember that one. Yeah, right. Okay.
All right. So that's what I have.
Very good.
Until you have a whole week of Gene Shepard questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
We don't
Bye-bye.
Get a whole lot of Gene Shepard questions, unfortunately.
These prices, yes.
And let's see. Josh, I think it's your question. Your turn.
Sure. Okay. What is the longest running American comic strip begun in 1897 and still syndicated today?
Blondie.
No.
No.
And I have a
She's
follow
not that old.
And I have a follow up. What are the next three on the list, which were all started in 1918 or 1919 and are still running today?
Oh, I didn't get the year for the first one.
1897.
That's
baby.
The Cats and Jammer Kids.
It certainly is the Cats
it's
and
still
Jammer
running?
Kids. Yep.
I've never seen it in years and years and years.
It's still there. So you got the longest one, and then the next three on the list were all they're all about the same age. They all began in 1918 or 1919 and are still walking among us today.
Not Little Rex Orphan Annie, doesn't it? Little Orphan
Not Rex Morgan, no, not Little Orphan Annie, which is now gone.
Yeah, I know it is.
Is that gone now?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
been gone
oh,
for
okay.
several years.
Oh,
yeah.
was it?
A couple
okay.
years. A couple years.
All right, let's see. 1919.
Terry and the Pirates? That's not so right?
That's
no.
it's...
Oh, Prince Valiant.
No.
Oh,
Prince Valiant is
guess.
From the 30s.
Yeah.
And Blondie started it during the 20s, I think.
Right.
Yeah. This is
1918 or 1919.
Gasoline Alley?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Give yourself a bell. Because
right.
you get touchy when I...
So we got one left?
yeah. Two. No. Two more from 1918 or 1919.
Tilly the Toiler.
No. Gasoline Alley.
If the Cats and Jammer Kids are still running, Tilly the Toiler
Is Bring Up Father on
no.
the list?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I used
no.
to read that.
Yeah.
Jigs and Maggie.
Father,
yeah.
Maggie
Jigs,
and Jigs, exactly.
I love that. I love that.
Yep. All right. We'll leave it out there. We're looking for... We've got Cats and Jammer Kids as the longest running American comic strip, still current, and a group of three that all started in 1918 or 1919. Dana got Gasoline Alley, looking for two more.
How about Mutt and Jeff?
No.
Huh. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give
Gasoline
us a call.
Alley.
415. Yeah, I was surprised about that too. 841-4134. Area code 415-841-4134. I want to get this in. The Rite of Spring, which is celebrating its anniversary, its 100th anniversary, mm-hmm. As of the end of May. What is the subtitle for it?
Scenes from pagan Russia, is that it? Or scenes from
pretty darn
Christian
close.
Russia or something? Yeah,
that's good. Pictures of pagan Russia in two parts.
There we go.
Excellent.
Okay. My other classical music question. The New York Philharmonic, their first concert was on December 7th, 1842. What was the piece they played?
December 7th, 1842?
Right. It's obviously an extremely familiar piece, or I wouldn't be asking the question.
Oh. Hmm. I have no idea. I'm going to try and guess something random or something likely.
Yeah. Beethoven's Fifth.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I guess the most obvious
okay,
of
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
Because I know about four classical pieces, and that's one of
that's
them.
That's one of them.
Well,
yeah.
They were trying to get you to subscribe.
All right. What is the state, what U.S. state has the highest literacy rate?
What?
What U.S. state has the highest literacy rate?
Massachusetts.
No.
I can't imagine there's that much variation.
There is, strangely enough.
Not Massachusetts.
Not Massachusetts.
That has a college on every street corner.
Yeah, but that's not the issue.
That's Boston, right. Okay.
It's about
a lot of out-of-state people go there.
It's got to be a small state with high...
Buildings.
No. High socioeconomic. I'm going to say Maine.
No.
Michigan.
No, there's a lot of poverty in the line.
You're right. You're right.
Backwards.
Okay. Yeah.
Michigan.
No. Mm-mm.
So what's the state where everybody's smarty pants?
What U.S. state has the highest literacy rate?
California, everybody thinks there's.
No,
it's not.
No, not
that
close.
I mean, it could be a big state, but it's not necessarily a big state. I think the odds are more against you.
I was sure.
So, and let's go to a call.
Question.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is me.
It is you.
So I have a bunch of answers for you and a question.
Okay.
Let's start with a sports question.
Mm-hmm.
Miami Marlins.
Good.
Boston Bruins.
Yep.
And San Jose Sharks.
Yep.
Oh, good. All right, that's all I have for that.
Okay.
The 5 years in a row for the Nielsen ratings, I think it was MASH be one of those?
Not MASH. Good guess, though.
Okay, so we're going to go back to the theme songs.
Okay.
Would MASH be one of the theme songs?
Number four.
Nice.
Very good.
How about What About Cotter?
Not in the top 10.
Oh.
It's in the top 50, not in the top 10.
Okay, what about Happy Days?
No, that's in the top 50, but not in the top 10.
Brady Bunch?
That's good guess.
No.
Okay, hold on. Bear with me. I got a bunch. Laverne and Shirley?
No.
Oh, Good Times?
No.
Sanford and Sons?
Sanford and Son?
Yep.
Not in the top 50 even.
Oh, my God, I'm wrecking my brain here. Hee-haw.
Hee-haw, boy.
You're digging too deep now, I think.
Not hee-haw.
I was on hold for a long time, I guess. All right, last one is Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies number 6.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Good. Very good.
All right, so I have a question for you guys.
All right.
The French word and cooking technique confit, C-O-N-F-I-T.
Mm-hmm.
There are two ways to make it. What are they?
Where's Leah?
There's that duck confit.
Yeah,
right.
That.
I don't even know what it is. To be
it's
honest.
A.
I've never ordered it.
Oh, really? It's delicious.
What is it?
It's kind of a sauce.
It's some kind of you press the meat in some way. I honestly have no idea.
Oh,
I'm just making.
Okay,
this
I'm
up.
Not going to tell you, but I will say there's one way to make it with meat. There's another way to make it with fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And I could give you a clue, but I'll let your listeners do that.
Is it like a? Is it a sort of a mold? A bit of a mold? No. Okay. All right.
No.
It's cooking technique mostly. And I love your show. I'm Whitney from Bernal Heights, and you guys rock. Thank you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
We rock. Right, well, okay.
Rock. That's one word you want to hear on this show. And let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. It's Ron from Vallejo.
Hi, Ron.
Hi. I was waiting in line there and had thought of MASH, but I just heard the other guy get it ahead of me there.
Yeah.
But Sesame Street.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Good answer.
Very good.
Sesame Street's number 9. Very good.
Yes.
Number 9.
Done.
Yep. Did I hear you say that Friends wasn't on the list?
Friends is in the top... Friends is not even
Friends
in the top 50.
Five.
Not even in the top 50.
Friends is number 5.
Number 5, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I screwed that up. You have the same
did
list.
Somebody guess a ferret as the mammal? I didn't hear that.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody did, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it?
All right, thank you.
Sorry about that. Somebody guessed Friends earlier, and I think
that was me.
Oh, that was
sorry.
A couple of different people.
Sorry.
I think.
Yeah, sorry, folks.
That's
sorry,
okay.
Folks.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We do enjoy bringing it to you. The number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I have a couple of answers, I hope.
Okay.
First, on the series, in addition to All in the Family,
mm-hmm.
Somebody mentioned Cheers, but they didn't answer it for that question.
Cheers was not one of the ones that went 5 in a row, no.
All right. Then I think I have the rest of the sports teams.
Good.
Football is Buffalo Bills,
yep.
Good.
Jacksonville Jaguars,
mm-hmm.
and Tennessee Titans.
Well done.
And the team that is most under the radar in all of sports that is still playing... San Antonio Spurs.
Well done. Very good. We cleaned that one out.
One other point on the songs. How about a song that actually made the top 40 in real songs was Secret Agent Man. I don't know if that's
on the
list. Not on the list at all. I don't know.
And
I mean, it was a pop hit, huh?
They're giving you a number and they're taking away your name.
Right.
Yeah, I think the Beverly Hillbillies song was on the top.
It was.
Yeah,
it was.
Let's see, what was the other show that I had? Oh, I guess it was Bonanza.
No, it was not Bonanza.
And the show that was, I guess, now I'm mixing up some of the questions. They overlapped a lot.
They did.
Anyway, that's all I've got for now.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. How about the most surreal show of all time, Green Acres?
Surreal?
Why surreal.
Why would you say
it's a? That's the weirdest, the most subversive, weird show that...
I don't think I've ever heard it called that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just the way the characters in the world
was
portrayed.
I thought it was a Beverly Hillbillies, the first Beverly Hillbillies.
There was something weird going on in that. Yeah, it's very
strange. What was weird
show.
About it? What was surreal?
The way that this little town was portrayed and the characters in it, and the way they related to each other was very strange. I mean, I'd have to go into a little bit further. Yeah, Green Acres.
Green Acres. With Eddie Albert and
Ava Gabor. Yeah. and let's go to a call.
That's strange right there.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
I have some guesses about answers.
Okay.
For the most literate state, what about Rhode Island?
Not Rhode Island.
Okay. How about some theme songs? You got any theme songs left?
Three left. The last three out of four.
All right. How about Alfred Hitchcock Presents?
No. Top 50, but not top 10.
Yeah, I've got some more. What about The Tonight Show?
Tonight's show, top 50, but not top 10.
Perry Mason.
What was that?
Perry Mason.
Perry Mason.
Not even top 50.
Really? Twilight Zone.
Oh, yes.
Not even top 50.
Not even, yeah. Okay, that's all I got.
All right, thank you so much.
That's a lot.
I have a question. May I ask a question?
Yes, very quickly.
Okay. First line from a movie. What is the name of the movie? Forget about it. It's too risky.
Forget about it. It's too risky. And it's the first line, not the last line.
First line. First line.
The Sting.
No, we don't know.
We got it. We don't know.
We don't know.
Really?
Really. Okay. Honest.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right. Thank you very much.
What is it?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Yes. I had a couple of theme songs. I was thinking of Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
That's the famous one, but it's not top 50, but not top 10.
How about I Dream of Jeannie?
Not even on the top 50.
See, it just depends who's making the list.
Yeah. Now, what about Bewitched?
Bewitched. Top 50, not top 10.
Okay, well, that's all I got.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Okay, let's put Linda on. Are you there? Hello.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead, Linda.
This is Linda in El Cerrito. Most literate state, would that be Vermont, by any chance?
It is not Vermont.
Okay. I'll run through the list of the top sellers on books real quickly.
Okay.
1, Tale of Two Cities. 2, Lord of the Rings. 3, The Little Prince. 4, The Hobbit. 5th is The Chinese Book. 6 is, and then There Were None by Agatha Christie.
Mm-hmm.
7, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. 8, I never heard of it. She, A History of Adventure by H. Ryder.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've heard of it.
Oh, okay. And 9, Da Vinci Code. 10, Think and Grow Rich.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Linda.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, time to clean up here. What do we got? Jerry?
Well, the 3 top 10 songs that were not gotten was number 7, Route 66,
mm-hmm.
number 8, The Jeffersons, and number 10, which I can't imagine why, but The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that's all I have.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Josh.
So the 2 shows that are along with All in the Family were number 1 in the Nielsen's for 5 years in a row were The Cosby Show and, very recently, American Idol.
Of course.
Oh.
Yeah.
But sure. The American Idol is a little bit tricky because that's not on a regular season.
Okay.
That goes, you know, like 15 weeks or something and then stops and then it'll start again.
Okay.
Okay. But Cosby Show again.
The comic strips that started in 1918, 1919 were Barney Google and Snuffy Smith and Thimble Theater or Popeye.
Oh, Popeye.
And those are still running.
Those are still running.
I wonder where.
Well, you know, different newspapers.
Not in our local.
Yeah.
Midwest.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
What about these autobiographies?
I'll give you the other ones first. The number 1 female box office star, the only one to be the number 1 star for 5 years in a row, Doris Day.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Doris Day. Yeah. Okay. The only female in the United States to have 2 state counties named after her, 1 in Iowa, 1 in West Virginia. That's Pocahontas. Pocahontas. And the literary autobiographies, Experiment in Autobiography, that's H.G. Wells.
Mm.
Some Notes on a Nonentity, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Mm.
In Memory Yet Green, that's Isaac Asimov. And A Personal Record, that's Joseph Conrad. So, if we did not get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our thanks to our panel tonight. That'd be Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Joshua Cosman. Thank you very much, Josh. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And thanks to Eric Jansen for handling the board and the phones tonight. Above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody.